that. Oh, shit.
Welcome to Misinformation with Zach and Corey. I'm Zach.
And I'm not Corey.
No, you're not. Ah, shit. Yeah, Corey has explosive diarrhea this week, so he's not going to be partaking in the show. So instead, I've got my good buddy Adam. That's you.
That's me.
That's you, Toolbox. Apparently the diarrhea causes Corey to have sand in his vagina, so he won't be with us. I'm actually, instead of recording in studio, I'm recording in my basement, which is awesome. High budget recording devices here.
It's like a winter wasteland down here.
It's brisk, okay? It's not quite as warm as it would normally be because I'm on a budget.
I saw one of your kids frozen to death in the corner, man. That's not something. It's not like a, you know, a sperm cell. You can't thaw that bitch out and have it be okay later.
It's better to have one of your own kids frozen in the corner than to have an Ethiopian child chained in the corner. That's the way I look at it.
Good point.
You know, because 4 points aren't good unless you're dating a chick named Anne, who's a huge whore and likes to be handcuffed.
Well, not only that, she pees on me.
Well, it's true. He'll have that.
You know, I was thinking about that today, right? And I honestly don't think it was an accident that she peed on you. I don't think she was so drunk that she pissed on you. I think she was just trying to mark the territory to tell all the other whores that this is mine. And they can sense each other's scent.
Well, maybe I should have pissed all over her so she wouldn't have fucked those 15 dudes that she fucked while we were together. Then maybe.
You know, that might have worked if she wouldn't have fucked all 15 at once.
Gang bang! Wow. I just realized this is the first time I've recorded with headphones on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm digitally monitoring everything. And I realize I laugh like that fucking cat. What that fucking cartoon cat. I don't know.
That's right. I think my voice sounds like Kermit the Frog on the...
You're going to find it. It's that rainbow connection.
I was thinking more of, no, Piggy, let me put it in your butt, but...
You know, I think Miss Piggy would have been into that. You know, she always pretended like she was all prim and proper. She'd take it right in the can.
She's a pig that wants to fuck a frog, so I'm pretty sure she's into freaky shit.
You know what? I should fuck Miss Piggy. You know why? Because if frog dick's big enough for her, I'll feel huge. Not so much.
It's Kermit, man. He's like Kermit. He's like the fucking Ron Jeremy of the Muppets.
Contact!
Jim Henson planned on that shit, so he gave him like a fucking horse dog.
So there's
he used Gonzo's nose as his fucking schlong.
So the puppeteer, you know, he's got those fucking sticks. and then a third stick comes up and it's Kermit's wiener.
It's either that or he has his dick waggling in his face the whole time Kermit's singing about rainbows.
It's not easy being hard. Oh, Jesus. You know, it's funny because we just talked about Muppets on the last show Corey and I did. We were talking about the coolest Muppet ever. Who do you think's the coolest Muppet?
Coolest Muppet ever.
Like, coolest as far as, yeah, he's a cool fucker.
Animal.
You fucking homo. I knew you'd say that. Ralph the dog, man. Ralph the dog is cool.
Ralph is like the Barry White of Muppets.
Yeah. Woof, man. Woof.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel a kinship with Animal.
Because he also likes to break shit.
And wait. Poop in corners.
Poop in corners. Animal!
You know, you know if that dude was real, he'd be wearing a diaper.
He'd have to. Well,
you know, he's also a drummer.
Which you're not.
I'm not a drummer, but I like drummers because I saw Tommy Lee fuck Pam Anderson like 7,000 times.
And you watched, you were one of the few people that watched it to watch Tommy Lee.
No, not really. Although that was impressive. It's kind of like, holy shit. I woke my wife up from a dead sleep and said, hey, come look at this.
I won't show my fiance. I won't show Jenny because the last thing I need is for her to think that's average. Like, whoa, 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 wait.
She'll find out that, you know, this actually isn't 13 inches.
Yeah, we're not on TV. So what you didn't just show them was your fingers about an inch and a half apart.
Right.
Which, thanks, because you made it about an inch bigger than it is. You're a dick. So we've known each other like 14 years now, right?
Something like that.
Because you're 30. You'll be 30 in March. Yep. I'm 29. We started hanging out. You were driving. You were 16.
So I was a sophomore in high school.
Yeah, because we met through Paleface Jimmy Pierce.
Bourbon.
Yeah, bourbon. The Smooth Great White Hope. Bourbon. That kid is so pale you could watch his heartbeat.
It was kind of funny because we went and met his kids the other day at that party.
Mm.
And literally, you pull up, and it was daytime out, but there was some cloud cover. You pull up, and you could see whiteness just blaring out of the windows. It was almost like a spotlight, like they have at the big casino.
Oh!
Exactly.
Well, you know, and we didn't know which door to go in, so we walk in and see a bunch of albino kids running around, and we're like, oh, we're in the right place. I used to run around with Jimmy Pierce and Jay Bracken and Steve Haley, and we needed to drive somewhere. So Jim's like, I'll call Adam. I'm like, who the f*** is Adam? And he's like, oh, he'll show up. So there's like 18 of us, and you show up to pick us up in this old blue pickup
1975
truck.
1975 Chevy pickup with the Power Glide transmission.
And power assist steering. Yeah, not power steering.
No. You know what I should have done is got one of those things that bus drivers have, the wheel.
Oh, the
knob on the wheel.
The knuckle breaker.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Because I had to turn that wheel like 17 times just to go around the corner.
Oh, man. So some of us always had to ride in the back. And, you know, at that point, none of us were pulling puss. None of us were getting laid. And so we hung out together for a good 2 years before anybody saw pussy.
Well, we're nerds.
Were?
Okay, we are nerds. And it's funny because there's certain people in that group, we still talk to most of those guys, that will become instantly offended if you bring up the fact that we were nerds.
Yeah. They're those guys that when they tell you their high school stories, they're like, yeah, we went to parties and we used to party with so-and-so and these guys. And, yeah, me and Paul Trovis were tight and all the kids that were popular in high school. And I'm like, dude, I was there. We didn't hang out with those guys.
No, we didn't.
We might have been at the mall the same time they were at the mall, but we weren't hanging out, you know? It's like that episode of Family Guy where Meg goes to the mall and just hides in the bushes until the other kids go to see a movie and then goes and eats their hamburgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was never... Oh, man. We hung out. We watched a lot of movies, played video games. Didn't get laid for a long... I think I was... Except for that crack whore that Chris used to hump. I think I was the first one out of our whole group that got laid.
That's very possible.
And then apparently that opened the floodgates because everybody else got laid right after that.
I didn't.
But they were all fucking her, the girl that I was dating.
I never had sex. I saw her naked, but I never had sex.
Who, you know, I saw her naked isn't even big news. It was
to me.
Oh, shit. Janie Hole's awful. Everybody, man. Yeah, I'll say it. Who cares, man? She won't listen to this. Fuck, she's got a life.
Her gigantic husband will come and beat you to death.
Her husband. She's dating this super cool guy named John. They've got two kids now. And man,
he's dating
huge.
Or are they married?
Oh, they're married. Yeah. Did I say dating? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I meant to say married. Wow.
We're not in high school anymore, man.
No.
You're bald. I'm fat. Tur.
Tur. Yeah. Well, you know what? Talk about the odd couple, the two of us. You know, I'm like 4'9 and bald. And you're, you know what? What are you? 6'2"?
6'3".
6'3", club 280.
Yeah.
280. Big dude. Always been a big dude. Football player and shit in high school. You're probably the most mainstream out of all of our friends.
Could be, but you know, there had to be something wrong with me because I had like four friends in my own grade.
Yeah, that's true. Because you're a year ahead of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is really screwed up because, like Jim, I was only 6 months older than him.
Oh, he had an early birthday. October?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Steve Haley's birthday was in October. So they were both driving the next year after after we met you. And then we didn't call you as much.
No, I never got invited to anything anymore.
Well, we used to go bowling every Friday and Saturday night. And we needed more than one car for that. You'd come out and then all the, you know, Paleface Jim and all those guys, they'd all come out. Bourbon. We called him Bourbon because one day in class we were making these origami hats. And we weren't drinkers in high school, you know.
Occasionally.
Maybe once every 6 months. Yeah, and we wouldn't get drunk.
There was one of us that was drunk all the time.
Yeah. Christopher Jose Kittrell. He drank a beer in study hall.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, from the can. He didn't even like sneak it in a Coke cup. We're sitting in study hall and like, what are you doing, dude? He's like, oh, it's Mrs. Parker. She likes me because I'm Mexican. I'm like, so she likes me because she can't figure out what you are. All right, fair enough. I'm a random ethnicity. But we didn't drink that much, you know, and so we would hang out. And where the fuck was I going with this?
I don't remember.
We didn't drink much in high school. Oh, and Jim was making his little origami hat.
Yep.
And so we were writing shit on these hats, you know, like favorite color and keeping it. And he's like, we should all write our favorite alcoholic beverage. And we all just kind of look at him and he goes, I'll go first. He writes it and he opens up the hat. And I'm not shitting you. It says smooth bourbon.
Which none of us had ever had.
No, including him.
Smoother otherwise. No.
Smooth bourbon. So after that, his name was Bourbon. Bourbon from there on. Yep. Bourbon the pale kid. Super nice guy. But
oh, great guy.
Cheap.
Oh, man.
He used to charge us a quarter for pop at his house.
He even made a joke about that the other day.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
At his kid's party?
Yeah, I said, hey. I said, how was the drive up here? He said, oh, it was fine. You know, his little one slept, and the older one played with his cards or whatever. I said, you don't have a TV in the van? Everybody's got TVs in the vans now, man. He's like, no, man. That costs money.
And I'm too white to steal.
And
they'll see me. You know, that kid is wild. His kids should be transparent.
They are. I mean, you can his oldest one. You can see every vein in his body. He's gonna get hired for a college as a fucking one of those skeletons that stand in the corner
where they could teach you like anatomy. And
yeah.
Shit.
And here's his still beating heart. How you doing over there? You want a sandwich? No, I'm good.
I'm good. My mom made me porridge. So we all hung out in high school, and we didn't do anything cool. So I guess Steve Haley played some sports, but you were pretty much the only mainstream guy. We all just hung out together every weekend. We had jobs, so nothing exciting though.
No, I mean we had fun. We were kids.
Yeah. We used to TP.
Oh yeah.
Man, we were pros at that shit. We'd go to Econo Foods, which is like I don't know, people around the country might have like Cub Foods or
it's like a supermarket wholesaler. I mean, they had it was Sam's Club before Sam's Club.
Right, right. But they didn't sell like the 50-pound barrel of pickles.
No, but they had 8,000 boxes of toilet paper.
Yep, yep. And so we would go in there every weekend,
one at a time,
and buy a ton of toilet paper. And pretty soon they started to catch on. So I would just look at the lady and go, "Explosive diarrhea." She's like, "Whatever, just get out of here."
See, that was the ultimate prank for me because I could TP everybody's house and nobody would come near my house because they were scared to death of my father.
Yeah, your dad is still an intimidating individual.
And I would tell people, yes, I TP'd your house.
But Jack is, man, he's a scary dude. Like, he's easily a third your size.
Yeah.
You know, and that man says jump and I say, how high? He's scary.
I did get TP'd once in high school.
That was by the cheerleaders.
Homecoming, yes. The cheerleaders called my father, and I asked if it was okay if they TP'd the house. And he said, sure. Fat ass can get up in the morning and clean up before he goes to school.
That's so Jack. At least he didn't hit you with a skillet.
Well, that's my mom.
You go stand on that stair. Adam's mother is maybe, what, 4'11"?
Something like that.
And so She would stand at the top of the basement stairs and when he was in trouble and make him stand three or four stairs down so she could look him in the eye to yell at him. And then one night things got rowdy at the house and he went after Steve Haley, actually, yep, who was dating his sister.
Who happened to be a huge whore. Was.
Your sister?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know she's on the internet a lot.
She don't know how to work.
Okay. All right. And she knows she's a whore, right?
Not anymore.
She knows. She knows that she used
I'm sure to she it. Knows. She knows she made some.
Do you think she would acknowledge
decisions?
It?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Be like, yeah, I took a lot of dick.
She, yeah. Okay. She calls them bad decisions. She won't say anything as vulgar as that.
She has a kid, so you need to go in the bathroom and wash your bad decision. Because apparently that's what she calls cock.
Well, yes, but...
So Steve was dating her, and something went bad, and you decided you needed to kick Steve's ass. No.
Steve decided he was going to kick my ass because I threw a dog toy at my sister.
Oh, that's right.
Which my sister and I have been fighting since the beginning of time.
Was it one of like those Nylabones?
It wasn't even... No, it was a soft, fluffy thing. It was like a...
Okay, you can't play with stuff around the microphone because it makes clunky noise.
It was like a stuffed animal thing with a squeaker in it.
Oh, okay. Because I can understand if it was one of those Nylabones, he might have mistaken it for that huge purple dong she had. Remember that thing?
That thing was huge. You and Chris found that thing.
Oh, God, that was huge.
Oh.
So he wanted to fight you.
Yeah, and he came after me.
And then I got in between you, all 140 pounds of me, and I jump on your chest, and we both fall onto the kitchen table, which gives Steve enough time to get away. And then you roll over on top of me, and then all of a sudden I hear is, dong, and I watch your eyes cross. I'm like, what the fuck was that? You roll off me, and I look up and see Mary Jo standing there with a skillet.
We had woken her up.
So since we woke her up, she put you to sleep.
I didn't go to sleep. I remember getting up and stumbling out of the house, and I remember going to my truck and laying down. And then everything went black for a little while.
Your mom hit you with a fucking skillet.
She's the only person that's ever come close to knocking me unconscious.
Wow. How would...
Everything kind of goes gray at the edges there. Of course, you would know, because you're the only person to let stand up to piss and then blacked out.
Mycopial syncopation is what that's called. It's a medical issue, okay?
Here's my theory. You were down... This is when you were living in your parents' basement.
Right.
About 6 months ago.
2 years ago.
And here's my theory. You're downstairs all by yourself. It's the middle of the night. You know you were watching porn.
I was watching Batman Begins.
Okay, so you like Batman. You fucking polished the one-eyed gopher like it's going out of style.
You know, if you're going to call it the one-eyed gopher, the song that has to be played in the background is... He's all right. Don't have to worry about me.
But, and then you get done, you're laying there, you get cleaned up, and you're like, oh, I gotta pee. So you snap out of the recliner as fast as you can, run up the stairs. Well, there's still all this blood in your penis.
You're like a teaspoon.
You're not a very big dude, man. That's a lot of your blood. Your body realizes, hey, I don't have enough for my brain to function. I better go to sleep. And then you Gorbachev yourself on the wall.
I did, man. I was standing there pissing, and I remember it. Like, I started to get dizzy, and then I can hear it in my ears. And everything kind of starts to go gray, and then the next thing I know, I wake up, and my eyes flutter open, and I can see the garbage can all broken and the base of the toilet. But before my eyes open, all I think to myself as I'm laying there is, oh, I must have fallen asleep watching TV. I should probably get up and go to bed. And then I open my eyes and see the base of the toilet. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? Where am I? What? So I'm fucked up. My head's bleeding. We have that textured wall in the bathroom.
Like sandpaper.
Oh, man. And I fell forward and hit that wall and then slid all the way down the wall. And so it scratched the shit out of my head. And there's only like a maybe 6-inch gap between the porcelain toilet and the countertop. And I fell right between those two. Like, missed both of them. And with a head the size of mine.
That's a damn miracle.
I wear like a 7 3/4 hat.
That's what I wear.
And you're twice my size.
Yes.
Yeah. So I could have killed myself. But I wake up, I got piss all over myself. Because I fainted right in midstream.
Speaking of pissing on yourself, weren't you the guy... That's going to be nice.
And burpee.
Weren't you the guy that pissed on yourself at that housewarming party?
Okay, let's be clear. I didn't piss on myself. I went out behind the garage to piss. I was leaned up against the garage pissing, and someone came and shook me.
You know, I did that to Bourbon once, and he pissed his own face.
I can't. It's physically impossible from the head of my dick to point up to my face, and I'm soft enough around the middle that it would also have to boomerang around my belly. You know, I can't. It's sad. I get a little. Everybody knows.
You know, I was trying to explain to my wife the other day. We were talking about cocks for some reason. Oh, I remember what it was. We were flipping through the digital cable and happened to come across an adult preview.
They have those adult previews?
Yeah, it didn't really show anything, but it showed this bulge in this guy's pants. I shit you not, it was down to his knee. Uh-huh. And the girl's like grabbing it through the pants. And my wife, like.
So is that free adult preview?
Yeah, but they don't show anything. It's just, you know, it's all covered up. Fair. Anyways, my wife's like, "That is that real?" I said, "Yes, there's some people that have cocks that big." And she kind of looks at me, and I said, "Let me explain it to you like this, because we just got done watching Star Wars." So that guy is like Darth Vader. He's got the biggest, baddest lightsaber, or Darth Maul, if you will, because that's a doubleheader. I'm more like Yoda. And not even Yoda's lightsaber, Yoda's cane.
It's all gnarled.
It's all gnarled, and it's 3 inches long.
You know, and the thing is, though, is I heard just the opposite about you. I heard you have a huge cock. That's what I've been told.
We'll keep that going.
And that's from someone who's seen a lot of cock. Jenny Hoffman told me that your cock, it hurt her. And that girl's stretched out. Like, you know how when you rub your hands together to keep them warm? Now imagine sticking those hands in a vagina and doing, here is the church and here is the steeple. Right? Okay, that's her. Right? I mean, she's got some gap in there.
But she didn't.
I think she probably still did, because I used to have those sleepovers where all the girls got together.
Yeah.
And I think there was a lot of fisting.
You know, if we would have been smart.
Put that down. You're going to make a lot of noise with it.
If we would have been smart, we would have pulled a fucking quagmire and hid in the closet on one of those things.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, I would have gone to jail.
There was a lot of hot chicks at home.
There's certain things that I know I can't control. And me going crazy and taking a basement full of half-naked girls hostage is one of them.
Daisy chain of love. That's what we used to.
Yep.
So you guys having a daisy chain of love, and they were all stupid. They didn't know what we were talking about. They just thought it was a nickname for their slumber party, which it was, but it's also a nickname for a bunch of chicks eating each other out in a circle. And they're like, "Yeah, we're having a daisy chain of love this weekend." You dumb whore.
Well, yeah. You know, if you think about it, they could have made just as much fun of us. Because there was several times where six of us slept in one bed.
Yeah.
Granted, none of us were one of us was a homosexual.
Yeah, he still hasn't come out yet.
He should.
If he offered to suck a guy's cock, he should probably.
He's only embarrassing himself.
Yeah. And then we'd be all right with it.
Yeah, I have no problem with it. But keep in mind, there were six of us in a bed. It was the biggest water bed I've ever seen in my life, and we were all laying short ways. Now, that, you know, that six guys in a bed, that's some gay shit. Yeah. Fuck you. When you were that age, you slept with guys in bed, I guarantee it. And nobody thought it was gay. It's just where you had to sleep.
It was called scout camp.
Yes. Sometimes the scout master would slip in, give you a little how do you do. But if you pretended to sleep long enough, he would just go away.
But you'd wake up sticky.
And your butt hurt.
Yeah. Well, the first time. After that, it's pretty much just, that's no big deal. I mean, right? No, then.
I gotta go.
You're making me uncomfortable, Ray. So we're nerds. We collect comic books.
Yes, we do.
Still
not so much anymore. I try to get to the comic book store once in a while. But
you know what we should do after we record? We should run over there real quick.
We should, but I gotta work.
Yeah, but it's only, you know, 10 to 12 right now.
We could probably do that.
We can make it. I'm so far behind. I'm collecting that new Gunslinger Legend Born whatever it's called.
See, I can't go.
Why?
I forgot my wallet, man. I couldn't even get donuts this morning. Oh, bad dude, man. Can't buy donuts. There's something wrong.
You don't have like an emergency credit card in your car or something?
No. Who keeps an emergency credit card in their car?
You can go with me to keep me company.
I could do that.
Because I'm like 4 issues behind on that. I'm like 6 issues behind on Buffy Season 8. And Angel Season 6 just hit newsstands, I think. So I've got like a ton of stuff to buy. And I call them books now, because that's Like, man, I'm behind on my books, because that throws people off. It just thinks I'm using bad grammar. I'm behind on my books, yo.
No, it's, I tell everybody I have a books. Yeah. I'd rather be a nerd than an asshole.
Well, I'm fucked twice, because I'm an asshole nerd.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like the comic books.
Fun. Which is kind of ironic if you think about it. Who would have thought all those years ago you would actually make money for making fun of other people?
Nobody would ever thought I would have made money. They would have thought I was going to get beat up for it. They would have thought that I would have been lonely and not getting laid because of it.
Now, in all honesty, you guys didn't get in a lot of fights in high school. I got probably in the most.
Yeah, which isn't saying much, because we're pretty good at smoothing things over.
I wasn't.
I think I can remember maybe two or three fights that total, you included, our whole group got into. And they weren't, like, knockdown, drag-out fights. They were mostly shoving matches. And a lot of the times, they were between us,
yeah.
You know? I remember the time that David Culpepper and Steve Haley got into it.
Yep.
I remember the time me and you got into it, which should have ended way worse than it did. I should be dead.
Marcus was there, wasn't he?
No, it was just you and me. You were shoveling your sidewalk.
Oh, that's how I tried to get you to shovel, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And because I had called Jenny a whore because your girlfriend was at a dance with another guy. Fairly accurate statement, I believe.
Yeah. But
apparently,
yeah.
You took offense to
it. I disagree.
You weren't mad at her for blowing that guy in the bathroom by the little gym. You were mad at me for calling her a whore. Your priorities were all fucked up.
A little bit.
That's, you know, and then fast forward to 3 years later when you kicked me out of our house that we lived in together.
Because of her.
Because of her. Because I was dating your ex-girlfriend that wasn't her. And she's like, that bitch can't be in the house. Yeah, kick him out. And then the next thing you know, I'm on the street.
I was like a trained monkey.
You were. It was sad.
It was sad.
It's a bad, bad deal.
It's amazing what ginormous tits would do to men.
She's got some big boobs.
Oh,
but
the one nipple
has the hair around it.
Yeah, we discussed that.
That's weird.
Usually she would remove it before we...
God.
Because it would freak me out. And
It wasn't like... real furry, but it's when you were down there, because I did see her. I made out with her at one point.
We've had this discussion. I know
they don't know this.
I know that you and at least one other person in this group has had sex with her.
I did not have sex with her. See, I saw her in her underwear. She was topless down to her blue lacy underwear, but there was no sex.
Why do you remember her underwear?
I have a fucking memory. Look at the size of this head.
Okay.
I can remember everything. Everything.
I just don't know why you guys continue to deny it. It was like 8,000 years ago. I'm happily married now.
I have no doubt in my mind that Chris fucked her. Okay? None. I know, because I was there, that I did not fuck her. I know that she, one night, when I was in college, she tried. I could have done it that night.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason that I didn't was because I had a fucking girlfriend. And that was the only reason she wanted to fuck me. Because, you know, she's got those control issues. She's one of those girls that she would do it just to prove she could. This is not interesting to anybody. We should probably change the subject.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, but I did not fuck your girlfriend.
Okay.
All right, so there. You fucked mine, though. So
I did not.
What? No?
No, I did not. I saw her naked when she was having sex with somebody else.
But there was one girl that we both fucked.
Yes.
Ghetto booty.
Ghetto booty. Andy she Curry. Had a huge ass.
Very pretty girl, though.
Very pretty girl.
But some junk in her trunk.
It was, like, disproportionate to the rest of her body. Yeah. I mean, her ass just, you look at her, you know, she's, like, coming up steps because I work upstairs.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, she's pretty good looking. Holy shit! Look at that ass!
Well, I remember the first time I met her, she worked in the carpet department. All three of us worked at Menards. It's, like, a Home Depot, for those of you that don't live in the Midwest, which is... pretty much everybody of the 9 people that listen to the show. We worked there. She worked in the floor coverings department, and where they have the big rolls of carpet. And she was coming around the corner. I'm like, God, she's pretty. She comes around the corner, and 15 minutes later, her ass follows her.
Yes. Very nice girl.
Yeah, really nice girl.
A lot younger than us.
Yeah. So you dated her first, and then you ended up breaking up with her and going back to Jenny Hoffman. And then I dated her like a year later. I mean, it was quite a while later.
I don't think it was that long.
I think it was quite a while because she went back to her ex-boyfriend for a while.
Oh, did she?
I can't remember his name.
Glad.
Grant or something.
Nigel.
Well, he wasn't British. Her nickname in high school was Bob. Big old butt.
Yeah.
That was, and her mom called her Bob. Her mom had no room to talk. Her mom was a fat lady. Very sweet lady, but oldies. She had no room to talk. She called her Bob. Her sisters called her Bob. You know, I haven't seen that girl in like 6 years.
I haven't either. Someone said she lost a lot of weight.
She did. She did. And it all came off her ass. So, and she had big tits, too.
Yes,
and
she did.
Wasn't fat.
No.
Wasn't a fat girl at all. Yeah. So, wow. Yeah, we both fucked her. Which I can't believe I followed you. I can't believe she even felt it. But she was a butthole lady.
That, yeah, she was, yeah.
She loved to eat some asshole.
At least you told her. I didn't even tell her. I just threw her off me. And
I punched her right in the fucking top of the head and told her to go brush her teeth. I was like, do you know what happens down there? Poop happens down there, man.
I panicked. I couldn't. I remember, because, you know, at the time, I was living in a trailer. Like a 1947 trailer. I had a double side. No, I'm sorry. That's when I still had my twin size bed on the floor with Batman and Robin sheets. Keep in mind, I'm 21 years old. But it's a very small room. I had to put my dresser in the closet just to make room so I could walk in.
Nice.
And, you know, she's doing the business down there, and that's all fun and great. And she starts getting a little lower. And it's like, wait, hey, what's going on? And then she gets almost there, and I freak out. I didn't know what else to do. I locked up. I grabbed her, threw her across the room, out into the hallway, ran out, jumped over her, and went to the bathroom.
I gotta poop. You stimulated my O-ring. So it could be fairly safe to say that you attacked her.
I defended myself. That's self-defense, man. You don't want stuff probing around down there. Now, don't get me wrong. Occasionally there's a girl, you know, back in the days, you know, hey, slip a finger in my butt. Mm-hmm. Okay. Some girl ever turned around and said, hey, eat my asshole out, I'm leaving.
That's awesome. So you felt attacked.
Yes.
So you felt attacked. So it'd be a good time to, I don't know, discuss being attacked or to attack someone else. Now it's time for our weekly Schnack attack, where we attack Schnack because he's a douchebag. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to attack Schnack.
I'm not going to attack him. I think he's an okay guy.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
He's not a bad guy. He's just a meteorologist. He's not a very good meteorologist, but he's an okay guy.
Have you ever met him?
Yeah, he's like 4'2". Although, there was an incident once when I was younger. I got drunk at Joker's and attempted to fight him because I thought he was a midget.
Schnack, he's got the big bobble head on the little body. I could see, but that'd be a dwarf. That wouldn't be a midget.
I think that's what freaks me out. He looked like a yard gnome. And I don't like those things. I have this one staring at me. I know it's looking at me.
No, I turned it around.
No, it's looking at me, Ray.
No, Jenny has a yard gnome, and it's over in the corner of the room, and he's afraid that it's looking at him. It's not looking at you.
But think of it this way. Schnack controls the weather. Why would you make fun of that?
If he controls the weather, it's like a retarded kid controlling calculus. Nothing's right. Nothing.
Okay, you're right. He doesn't control the weather. But he's the one that tells me in the morning whether I got to get up and take my kids to school or if I can sleep in.
No, that's Sunny Lane.
No, Sunny Lane, don't say that shit. Sunny Lane is a great foreign name, by the way.
Well, yeah, but so he doesn't do the cancellations.
Look, man, I understand retards do funny shit. That's why you make fun of retards. But it's like kicking a kitten in a pillowcase with him, okay? It's way too easy, and everybody does it.
I don't like him. I hate him. He was at a comedy show once, and I called the little pig fucker out because it was like 95 degrees that day. And in his weather cast, he said it's going to be balmy. Okay, when it's balmy, you can go for a run. I almost fucking died out there because I thought, put it down. God, you're like a little kid. And fucking Schnackenberg said it was only going to be like 85 degrees, okay? So I go out for a run, and I get home, and I'm all lightheaded, and I look at the thermometer. It says 95 degrees.
Don't blame Schnack because you're out of shape.
It had nothing to do with me being out of shape, man. The day before, I was fine when it was 85 degrees. This day it was 95, and Schnack's all like, my mom said I could do anything I want, so I'm going to be a meteorologist and give you the wrong high temperature. Fuck you, Schnack. Fuck you and your little goat ass. That's what I have to say about that.
Are you done?
That's been our Schnack attack. All right. Oh, fucking hate him. God, I hate Schnackenberg.
Just back off, man. That's all I'm saying.
What? Like, because he already has enough problems?
Yes. Yes.
I don't think I can do it, man.
I mean, think about it. This little wretch of a man. You've seen him out. He goes to bars. He tries to pick up girls. They're all taller than him, man. Wouldn't you be angry?
You're making me miss Corey.
Oh, that's how it is.
Well, you know, Corey agrees about Schnack. And
Corey's a toolbox. You just lead him on and he agrees with whatever you say.
That's not true.
It is true.
That's a very hurtful thing to say about Corey.
You know, a man gets hit on by Kevin Spacey, I lose all respect.
Hit on? He almost got fucking butt raped.
I think there was some genital contact there.
It might have been. I don't know. We haven't told that story on Misinformation yet.
Well, then, when Corey comes back,
make sure
he tells the story.
I'm going to make him tell the full story. The unedited, like, full-on version. Where he
Lex
almost...
Luthor's looking at my fucking dong.
When did fucking Gene Hackman come into this story?
No, the new Lex Luthor.
Oh, okay. Fucking. Wow.
There we go with the nerd comic references.
Yeah. Okay. Well, go ahead. What?
I was going to tell you this. Last night, I'm working.
Yeah.
And I see... a huge woman, just huge,
like obese or like like big built,
like obese.
Okay, so not like Helga from American Gladiators.
No, I want to.
Have you seen?
I want to do some bad things to her.
She scares the shit out of me. And why does she keep flexing? She has no muscle tone at all.
She's obviously strong. I mean, strong like bull.
I saw an interview with her. She is a manly bitch.
I know. I saw an interview with her too. I think it was Carson Daly.
Yeah, that's the same one.
She about knocked him the fuck out.
Oh man.
Anyways. And I think there's something wrong with me. Either I'm getting old or I don't know. But I see this obese and I think to myself, I wonder if you'd like to have sex.
Oh, man.
No. It gets worse. And I'm thinking about it.
You got a hard on it.
No. I realize I don't have the right equipment.
Is it a dude?
No. It was a girl. But, I mean, honestly, the sheer physics of it, because I'm a fairly fat dude.
So not only do you have to get past your fat, you have to get past her fat too. Right.
That's why I don't like fat girls. I mean, I like big girls.
Right.
You know this. We.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. Like you, have you ever been with a heavy girl?
No.
Never?
No. Nope.
I've done it. It's squishy.
See, I would think that they would try that much harder though.
Well, they give great fucking head. Girls with big butts give the best head.
I've had a girl with a big butt, but I've never had an actual big girl.
Yeah, you do the same. Well, the girl we were talking about earlier, she gave good head.
Yes, she did.
She would beg to suck a cock. She told me once I could give blowjobs all day long. And then she hooked up with about 14 Mexicans and actually did give blowjobs all day long. Yeah. I think she got into coke or something.
I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. But I think there's legitimately something wrong with me.
I'll agree. I've been with a couple real soft girls, you know, big girls, and because everything feels like a boob. So it's,
I would love that.
No. Two boobs. End of story.
I see that chick from Total Recall. That's my dream girl.
No, that's weird. Three titties. I've got two hands.
I got big hands.
And see, but then you start titty fucking, and you have to alternate because you don't want one to feel left out.
Well, you don't
want to
get bored.
Oh, and I used to say that I'll trade tits for legs and ass any day until I dated a girl with no tits and nice legs and ass.
Yeah.
And I quit. I was like, you're out.
Something wrong with it, just nipples.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing about flat-chested girls is they love when you give their boobsless chest attention. They'll come almost instantly. But it's not any fun for me. Like, hey, great, you came. I'm still trying to push them together to pretend there's boobs there.
Kind of like inverted nipples.
Yeah, those are weird. She would come. I dated a girl with inverted nipples once, and she would come almost instantly. but she was real self-conscious about her inverted nipples. Like, she wouldn't, you know, she was a slut, but she wouldn't flash people because she was self-conscious about her inverted nipples.
So, is it like eating out her boob when you're...
Sort of. It's like a little, there's a little cup. Like, and like, you have the areola, and then where the actual nipple, the little, like, pencil eraser would normally come out, it goes in. So there's like a little cup there, like a little cup, Yeah, it's weird. I didn't like it, you know. And when we were together, I was constantly asking myself, am I gonna be able to stay with a girl and never have a nipple to pinch ever again? I'm a pig.
Well, you know, at least you're being honest.
But you know, I always look at, you know, when I date girls, I'm always like, am I gonna be able to have this be the only type of boob that I see.
Your fiance doesn't listen to this, does she?
Yeah, actually, she does. She subscribes to it on iTunes. That's love.
That is love.
Yeah. Why, were you gonna ask me something about?
No,
it?
No. Oh, okay. Hell no. I don't want to know anything about her other than what I already know. Thank you. I've known her longer than I've known you.
Oh, you've known her since you guys were in diapers. Yeah, yeah, which is weird.
It makes you feel any better? I used to take baths with your fiance.
That's fine. If it makes you feel better, I still do.
Watch my back, will you, after you get done shaving it?
Yeah, well, it's weird because we went to high school with her, and I didn't even know her.
She wouldn't even acknowledge me because she knew I was a nerd.
Yeah.
She would talk to me if I would go to their house. She'd talk to me, but she wouldn't talk to me.
She was too cool for school.
Yeah,
I mean,
And
the weird thing is she loves me now because I'm a nerd. Wow. Everything kind of came full circle, didn't it?
My wife loves me because I tricked her and got her pregnant.
Well, there's that. Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell your wife to download this.
I tell my wife that all the time.
I tricked you.
I married way above my station, so, and I'm okay with that.
I put a hole in the condom.
What's a condom?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Jenny gives me crap about that all the time. She's like, why don't you have herpes or something? As many whores as you fucked. I'm like, damn.
Does she say this before or after you have relations?
Well, I tell you, if I had it, she'd have it now. But I don't, so there's
okay,
that.
Let's not talk about this.
Speaking of communicable diseases, you know what movie I haven't seen in a long time that I really want to go by? Gremlins. But I don't understand it. The movie.
What the hell does that have to do with diseases?
Well, they kind of, after midnight when they're in those pods.
That's not a disease, man. But that's how they procreate.
No, they're not procreating in the pods. They're just turning into it's like a cocoon. They're like moths. Evil moths.
What I didn't understand about that movie, yes, they go into those little cocoon things.
Yeah.
Why didn't Billy or Buddy or whatever the fuck his name was.
Billy.
Smash him with a hammer.
I think he was afraid of it, and they were gooey. That would have been a mess.
Hammers fix a lot of shit, man.
Well, hammers and duct tape, I'm aware. but what I don't understand is the whole getting wet thing, okay? Is it just water, or is it anything liquid? So, like, say...
How does it clean itself?
Well, yeah. Maybe it's got a dry tongue like a cat. But that's not my point. My point is, what if, like, Gizmo decides he wants to go camping for a weekend, right? He goes camping and they're having a good time. He's had a couple beers.
Is he tent camping or is he camper camping?
Camp camping.
Because, you know, tent camping, sometimes the dew builds up.
Right. Well, I'll get to that. Which dew is water. But, you know, but say he wants to go camper camping, but he's got, there's no plumbing in the camper. So he drinks a couple beers, decides he got to take a pee. So Gizmo goes out behind a tree, starts to take a leak.
Pisses on his own foot.
Yeah. Dribbles, putting his winkus away, fucking dribbles on his leg. Did he just knock himself up? Is he now in a family way because...
Is he baby mama?
Baby mama, baby daddy, baby mama. Baby, baby mama, mama, baby back, baby back, baby back ribs.
That's a good question.
Okay, and say Gizmo, you know, he's not a morning person, right? You know, because he should be, because you might as well go to bed before midnight if you can't eat after midnight.
Right.
Right. But say he gets up in the morning, he can't get going, so he makes himself a pot of coffee, right? He's sitting there reading the sports section, drinking his pot of coffee, and the doorbell rings. He's not expecting anybody, so it startles him, and he spills a little bit of coffee on himself.
Not only is he so seriously burnt,
right?
He's pregnant.
Right. Is that the way that works?
I don't know.
And what if Gizmo meets a chick at Starbucks, right, and decides, hey, I'm going to give her a call. So he calls her and says, would you like to go out for some ice cream? So he goes and picks her up, right? Takes her out for some ice cream, and they decide to do the walk-up window instead of the drive-thru. So they go to Dairy Queen, they do the walk-up, and they get a couple of dip cones, the Twist chocolate dip cones. And then they're like, well, let's go for a walk. That's romantic. So they're walking along, and Gizmo gets a little excited about his dip cone, so he just bites right into it, which causes ice cream to spray all over him. Now,
is she legally obligated to support the children?
Right. Now, did she just end up knocking up little Gizmo on their first date because he's got ice cream on himself?
Thank God I'm not a mogwai.
If he's out shoveling? Now, this is with the condensation issue. He's out shoveling. Now, of course, he's going to wear rubber galoshes because we know that snow is frozen water.
Right.
But he's out shoveling. It's very cold outside. He decides he wants some hot cocoa. So he comes back into the house where it's about 30 degrees warmer. Immediately, condensation occurs on his fur. Is he pregnant now, too? Are there going to be a little mogwai fur ball shooting out?
I don't know, but, you know, that whole thing couldn't have been avoided with the hammer. That's what I'm saying. But as soon as he starts shooting them off, you smash him with a hammer.
But he's cute and friendly, so why the first movie? The second movie, they should have started hitting shit with hammers. But the first movie, they don't know they're going to be evil. And Billy doesn't even know what's going to happen when he gets wet. You know, until his little buddy, Corey Feldman spills the cup on him with the paintbrushes in it with mm-hmm. the water. And that's... But they need to be a little more clear on these three simple rules for raising a mogwai.
Yeah, they're not really so simple when you start...
Yeah, I mean, remember when he's sick after he hits his head?
Yep.
And he's drinking from the straw?
Yeah.
So he can drink, but apparently it just can't get on his skin. But is it just water, or is it chicken broth, sperm? Which would be kind of funny if sperm didn't make him multiply. So he's got
just
his
made
little,
his fur sticky. Yeah, but when he washes it off,
then he's fucking knocked up. He pulls one off and then goes to clean up, and shit, I'm Daddy Gizmo. Yeah. Jesus Christ! Wow.
I suppose after he gets done jerking off, he's cleaning up. He goes to the kitchen to clean up so he can just shove them down the fucking garbage disposal.
Or put them in the microwave.
Put them in the microwave.
I can't hear that Do You Hear What I Hear song anymore without getting a little creepy. Do you hear what I hear?
Well, if you think about it, it's kind of a creepy song. It's supposed to be good for, you know, Jeebus, but it kind of... creeps you out.
It is. It's, you know, and now you put with it these green lizard looking things that are trying to eat your face. And, yeah. Oh, creepy. But
I watched Dawn of the Dead.
The new one or the old
one? The new one.
Okay, not the George Romero one.
No. I've seen the old one. The old one infuriated me because they were so slow.
Yeah. So you watched the new one.
Watched the new one. I'm thinking, you know, that really wouldn't be a problem.
Zombies?
No.
Or being a zombie?
I wouldn't want to be a zombie. Having the zombies would not be a problem.
Why?
You go home, you board up all your shit, take all your food and stuff, put it in, you know, say, like my house, I have it upstairs.
Yeah.
I'd go upstairs, right. Take all the food
but
upstairs.
You don't have a bathroom upstairs.
I'll piss out the window.
What do you got to put? What do you got to poop?
Shit out the window.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Who cares, man?
But it's gonna run down the outside of your house.
There's zombies. Man, you don't care.
You still don't want to fuck up the resale value of your home just in case the zombie thing goes away.
But I have enough provisions
to
deal with some zombies.
For how long?
See, and I got to thinking about that. So, what you do is you get like a motorhome, or like they had buses. Buses is a bad idea. I would get like a big ass truck.
Like a construction truck, or like the truck you have?
Like the truck I have.
So like a pickup truck.
Yep, but have a top.
Top is not very secure.
No, but they can't get in there.
Just until they figure out the doorknob.
They can't figure out doors, man. Didn't you watch the movie?
I don't know. Okay, so keep going.
But I'm thinking that would actually be kind of cool. Drive around and shoot people in their face.
It would be all right, like when they're on the top of the mall.
Yeah.
And they're like, shoot Jay Leno.
Rosie O'Donnell, they won't let him shoot Rosie because it's too easy. But zombies don't scare me.
So what does scare you? Besides clowns.
I'm not scared of clowns. I just don't like them.
That's bullshit.
I don't like clowns. I don't like midgets. Sharks, scary.
You won't catch me anywhere near the fucking ocean. No. I can't do it. No.
And that may come from us being
landlocked.
Born and raised in Iowa. But I don't like the ocean. I don't want anything to do with it.
I don't like, and maybe it's because I'm a small guy, but I don't like the expanse. Like, I don't like if you were to stand me next to a 747, looking at the size of that makes me very uncomfortable. It makes me very uneasy. Standing on the shore when you can't see
another shore
makes me very uneasy. Even the Great Lakes. Lake Michigan, when I lived in Chicago, it scared the shit out of me. We went down to the lake, and I felt very uncomfortable because I couldn't see the shore on the other side. I don't like it. And I don't like sharks either. I went to that thing at Mall of America where you walk through the tunnel.
Yeah.
And you can,
yeah.
And I was bone dry, and I know I'm safe, but every time that one with the big jaws went over the top of me, I'm very uncomfortable. I didn't like it at all. I'm getting nervous right now.
And then you have assholes who go diving in there.
Like Matt Harris and Kyle Jurgensen.
Yeah.
And he told me that, and I go, why? He's like, because it's cool.
I said, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, and they tell them, you dive straight to the bottom. You drive straight to the bottom, and you get in the, put your knees in the sand. And you can't wear your snorkel because it'll make them eat your head.
Yeah.
And their only protection they fucking have is a guy with a PVC pipe.
Yep.
If the shark swims up to them, it just kind of holds the PVC pipe up and shakes it at the shark. And the shark's like, fuck you, man. It's like a straw to drink your face with. I don't like it. I don't like sharks. I don't like, you know, like any part of it.
Sharks are legitimately the only thing that makes me uncomfortable.
I don't like it.
I can't say it. Sharks are the only thing I'm legitimately scared of.
Yeah. I don't like the ocean at all. I don't like it. Hey, you know what? That's misinformation, dude. That's our time right there. I appreciate you coming in and doing this with me. We'll do it again.
I gotta be honest, I feel a little used. I mean, I didn't get breakfast.
That's because of the butt sex. It has nothing to do with it.
Well, as long as you keep catching people.
Ouch.
That's what you said last night.
That's true. All right, that's misinformation for this week. I'm Zach.
And I'm not Corey.
All right. Have a great fucking week.